It's time to tailgate.
No, baby, tailgate.
Taking a look around the world of college sports.
This is the tailgate on the Steakhouse.
Brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So I listened yesterday with Rusty Mansell and you. Great show, great college football segment as per usual. Talking about the portal is closed. So as of midnight on April the 30th, it's over.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, what does that really mean? So if I'm Billy Smith, and yeah, I've decided that I'm leaving, and I decided in January, but I haven't picked a school yet. Like, I'm still not happy. What does that mean? You can't go anywhere. So I was texting with Rusty yesterday. I said, can you just kind of give me the cliff notes? The deal is you can't jump now to the portal. If you're in the portal, you can stay there and you can make a move.
If you just went through spring practice at Georgia Tech or Kennesaw State or wherever it is, and you just realize I'm not going to be playing or I hate my position coach, you have no more options. Like it used to be, right?
Right.
Right up until you just mentioned it, April 30th, you could have still jumped, which means all these coaches coming off of spring football lost a bunch of kids to the portal.
Yes.
But now 99.9% of every college football roster is set. If you were in the portal and hadn't declared, you still have a chance to do that. But make no mistake, there's not going to be a lot of drama in the next few weeks. The portal will not open again till early December. So thankfully for coaches, their rosters are pretty much set. Their kids still making final decisions for the next couple of weeks. But it's not a lot of kids left.
Not a lot of kids left. But the number that jumped in the portal, I think, is astronomical in my opinions. 2,300 scholarship college football players already in the portal at the FBS level.
Yeah, of course, it's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, between NIL and portal, it's the wild, wild west. And again, I've been saying this for weeks. This is the worst it will ever be in terms of chaos for kids and coaches and programs. It is utter chaos. There is the collective that some schools manage the collective and the money coming in. At Georgia, they have control of the collective and Kirby makes decisions on what kids are, how they're compensated, I believe. Other places, the collective's off rogue paying the kids. Then there's the, you know, free form way to go from school to school to school year by year. There's no limits. There's no contracts. There's no governors on any of it. So, and it's going to be that way until probably the SEC and the Big Ten get together and set their own rules, which will probably include what freshmen are paid and sophomores in terms of a limit, some kind of a contract.
With an asterisk as well, which is as early as this morning, Heather Dinich and Ross Dellinger teamed up to report that the latest meeting will include, if you're going to sign this NIL deal, this is not for the collective, this is NIL. So if your favorite coffee shop's to pay you $100,000, it means you're going to play your 12 games, you're going to play a postseason, and it's going to include the bowl. Or else that deal is null and void.
Right. Well, that'd be a good way to fix some of the bowl stuff for sure. I mean, the NIL money, I mean, it's really just pay to play. I mean, it's not like this is set up that big companies get to pay you. No, the schools are paying you now directly. The collective, the schools just pay you. In some cases, yes. Jerry's Auto Body Shop may be paying you, but more often than not, these are schools that are just peeling off checks.
Well, I'm more concerned, truthfully, about the Jerry's Auto Shop that just paid $100,000 to get a kid, and he stayed for 4 weeks, and now he wants to go back where he came from.
Right.
That
well,
check is that cash, and he's got no protection.
Well, you need to have a good lawyer. I mean,
right.
That's we pay you. If you're leaving early, you get 8/10 of your income. You don't get the full deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, those deals are not nearly the level of what just the collectives are just outright paying guys. Nobody's having to – you know, back in the day, you had to have a summer job with an alumni, and I know plenty of guys that hired college football players and college basketball players.
You watch the grass grow.
Yeah,
you're paid.
Exactly
sit.
Right. That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Come to my office this summer, and that's a way to pay
kids,
and we'll pay you $10,000 a week this summer, and that is going to fortify you for the next season.
Yeah.
Those days are over. They're not even pretending that they're working for them.
The other point that I thought the morning shift did a good job at, and I have felt this way for a while now, whenever I hear someone reporting on the collective, the NIL, the transfer portal, I'm really kind of tuning out. And I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but the sexiness of college football was everybody in the same uniform, and he's a lifelonger. And then now I'm so sick of hearing about it.
I'm not sick of hearing about it. I just don't like it. I just think it's bad for the kids, bad for the coaches. It's not hurting the product, man, because they're going to have the biggest ratings in college football history. The tournament is going to be crazy good, the playoffs, but it's just hard. I mean, they're going to have to split up who's in the real business of college football. You know, and I can say that at a place, you know, where we were in at Tulane, we were in the Cotton Bowl 2 years ago, but we're not in the same sport.
Right.
We're not, I mean, we're not playing at the level, you know, with NIL and collectives. Tulane's not competing with Arkansas and even North Carolina or whatever. Those days
right.
are over.
Right,
I mean,
right. So, we'll do see. You have a problem with Deion Sanders? I don't even want to mention Shador because Shador's still a kid. Coach Prime kind of dissing kids on Twitter and this kind of bullying on Twitter.
Well,
it
was back and forth with a kid that left. And
Xavier Smith has gone and just said that, you know, he was dissing or whatever you want to say. So,
Deion never addressed me by name.
But, yes.
And then Shador's like, I didn't even know he was in the program.
Right.
So these players are sniping back and forth in social. And then Deion got involved as well. What did Deion say exactly in that?
He retweeted a stat from the young man who had eight solo tackles and it's 0-0 interceptions. You know, so his numbers, his stats, and his quote was, "Lord Jesus."
Yeah, meaning like
that's LAWD, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, it's like what Rusty would call a slappy.
There you go.
It's like Deion basically saying, "You're a slappy, you don't count."
Yeah.
Listen, Deion's doing it totally differently. And the spectrum of things that bothered me about Deion, that's not at the top of the list. Saying there's only five places that my two kids will go, these only five NFL teams, was
well, he said he didn't say that.
It was ridiculous.
He said he didn't say that. Yeah,
he said he didn't say it. Once everybody realized, Deion, that's the dumbest thing.
That's not
how it works. And then he just backtracked it because, listen, the NFL doesn't care. Like, what, you think the NFL is going to say, oh, man, Shador Sanders says they only play five places. We got to figure this out. No,
right.
they don't care. And for Deion to put his kid in that situation was a bad look. So
Colorado signed 72 scholarship players since Deion's been there to come to Colorado. Since that time, 61% of them are gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask, though, was it their choice or was it Deion's choice?
It was definitely a combination.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, with like any of these programs.
It's just not working here. And we're bringing in bigger, stronger, faster.
Well, I mean, listen, Deion has the most famous initial team meeting in college coaching, right? When he looked around the room, he basically said, all y'all going to be out of here because that was the most sorry-ass team I ever seen. And he had no qualms about it. Like, it's not going to – you're not going to be here. So, listen, all of it's more unconventional than anything we're used to. But the whole college football landscape, there have been more changes – in how that sport is handled than any sport in history over just a 2-year stretch.
Right.
And Deion looking at his kids and saying that and saying, we're going to go to the portal and get 60 kids. That's just part of that whole thing. So,
yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, Saturday, you know, we're going to do a podcast today about your favorite day of the year for partying when it comes to sports.
I like Thursday nights, just in general. Thursday night's the best night to go out.
Well, I don't know. I don't mean, I don't know. I'm thinking the best party days of the year for drinking.
I got you. So I thought you just meant like the day of the week.
Oh, no.
Or
no, in college, Thursday night was
April
always.
April 7th was super fun.
No, Kentucky Derby, first day of college football, Super Bowl are kind of like big drinking / party days and sports days. I can promise you that when college football week one happens, college football week one, nobody cares about the collectives, nobody cares about the portals. Nobody cares about a kid that's played four schools in 4 years. All they care about is I'm headed to Clemson, I'm headed to Tuscaloosa, I'm headed to Oxford, I'm headed to Chapel Hill or wherever it is, and college football is alive
back
and
on.
Well.
Exactly right.
So that you know, and they'll have the greatest ratings they've ever had once this playoff kicks off. What they do behind the scenes to fix it, that remains to be seen, but they're going to have to fix it.
Meanwhile, did you see Zach Bryan's concert that he was in Lincoln, Nebraska, and pulled up Dylan Rayola on stage to sing? I mean.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How's that?
What's the over-under, Garrett, on Nebraska this year on wins? I'm going to guess it's 5.5. That's what I'm going to guess, and I have absolutely no idea. But over-under wins for Nebraska football out of the Big Ten, where Dylan Rayola looks like he'll be the guy day one. I don't know. There's something
sold out Memorial Stadium. Zach Bryan did. That's pretty sweet.
All right. When we come back, we're going to ask dudes a question. And that is, why would anybody want to put themselves through what's now going to be known as the Tom Brady treatment? What's about to happen Sunday night on Netflix, I am frankly shocked. And wait till you hear who's roasting this dude. And would any guy let 20 of your buddies, or not even your buddies, put you up there on a podium and just destroy you for 2 hours? Two hours! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call Bader Scott 404-888-8888. That's 404-888-8888.
Hey, it's Will Garrett from the Game Time Traffic Center, wrapping up your Thursday morning ride. Some good news up in Bartow County. Early